And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is how to. Each of my guests is showing us how to be something better than we are now. My first guest gave us examples of what not to do in front of the media by showcasing the 10 worst media disasters of 2010. My second guest is a politician from New Jersey who believes we should all be our own lobbyists and take action for our own causes and businesses. She showed us how to be our own lobbyist. My next guest will give us the differences between being a child and an adult. She'll teach us how to be a grown-up and give us the 10 skills we all need to be one. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Stacy Kaiser is a licensed psychotherapist, relationship and body language expert, author, and media personality. She has over 100 television appearances just in the last year on major networks like CNN, NBC, CBS, MLN, MSNBC, and Fox. Boy, that's a lot of letters there. Stacy has a reputation for bringing a unique mix of thoughtful and provocative insight to a wide range of topics, and she's gained a reputation for helping people face the truth that is holding them back from leading a life fulfilled and a generous balance of responsibility, fun, and freedom. She's a psychotherapist on both VH1's Celebrity Fit Club and Lifetime's Diatribe. Her latest book is titled How to Be a Grown-Up, 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. Stacy lives in Los Angeles with her two daughters. Welcome to the show today, Stacy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And I loved your book. So let's get right into it and talk about one of the terms that you coined in the book is called being a fully loaded grown-up. What is a fully loaded grown-up, and what does that mean to be one?
Well, what to me, a fully loaded grown-up is somebody who literally knows how to get down to business when it's time to get down to business, and they know how to lighten up when it's time to lighten up, so they can be responsible and fun. And that, I think, is what sort of maxes out success and happiness, which is what I wrote my book for. You know, most of the people that come into my office are complaining to me that they don't feel successful or they don't feel happy. And I want that for everyone. And I think that combination is the key.
All right. Now, that's an interesting balance to have to strike, being responsible and being fun at the same time. And obviously, depending on your personality type, that mixture of responsibility and fun will vary. So how do you advise different people with different temperaments to mix those two together?
It's funny, I talk about that a lot in my book, because what I find is most people can't balance it. They either have too much fun or they're overly responsible type A personality types. And so one of the big things that I do is I try and teach people literally how to make time for both. It's very hard to be sitting down and paying bills and having a grand old time.
I'll say.
But there are ways to do that, and I talk about that in my book. One of the ways I say is, you know, put on some great music or a reality TV show you like. And then there's other times, you know, when you can be in the middle of having fun and you can still be thinking about issues and responsible things that you need to be taken care of, like not drinking and driving, for example.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, Stacy, I like that your book starts out with a self-assessment quiz, because you got to know where you are before you can take any steps to change what you're doing. So what does taking the quiz teach us about ourselves as you take that quiz in your book?
The quiz tests everyone in the 10 areas that I found that people need to feel successful and happy. So it's things like communication skills, friendships, relationships, career, finances. And so you take the test, and literally you find out where your strengths and weaknesses are. And part of what I tried to build into the test and the book is the ability that whatever you are weak in, you can use your other strengths, your other categories, to do better. Because, you know, we can't all be good at everything.
Okay, so use your other strengths to enforce or reinforce what you're weak in. I kind of like that. We're talking to Stacy Kaiser, everybody, who's the author of the book, How to Be a Grown-Up, the 10 Secret Skills That Everyone Needs to Know. So, Stacy, I'm just going to ask you, take us through the 10 skills. What are the 10 skills on your list?
Okay, well, one of the skills is about communication. And what I always say is, you know, we're communicating literally from the moment we're born, and we scream when, you know, we come out into the light. And communication is way more than just what you're saying. It's what you're not saying. And, you know, what I hear about in relationships all the time, I hear women will complain to me, he isn't talking to me. And I'll say, well, he is talking to you. He's communicating to you by not speaking. And so it's not just about learning how to talk. It's about learning to understand how other people communicate. It's about learning to understand how you're communicating even when you don't think you are, based on how you dress, how you act in the world, whether you show up late or early, whether you're loud or soft, those kind of things.
Well, now, it's interesting you should talk about the differences between men and women, because we had another expert on the show not too long ago who said during the average day, a woman will speak about 7,000 words. During that same 24-hour period, the average man will speak about 2,000 words. I mean, right off the bat, there's this huge dichotomy between what we say and what we do. So talk to us about the communication skills, particularly when you're trying to bridge the gap between men and women and helping them overcome some of their communication difficulties.
Well, you know, expert communicators aren't just people who are great talkers, though that helps a lot. It isn't, and it also isn't just great people who know how to listen, which a lot of people think is important, and it is. One of the keys is to understand how the other person communicates. I mean, literally, in my office as a therapist in my private practice, when I have couples, I am most often trying to teach each of the partners, here's what your partner is saying, even though you're interpreting it this way. And I think that that's really important, and it works in business as well. You have to understand how your boss communicates, how your clients and customers communicate, so that you can communicate effectively.
All right, that's good. Now, Stacy, what else is on your list of top 10 things that you need to know to be a fully actualized grown-up?
One of the other important things that I talk about is coping skills, you know, that ability to cope. The people who are in the East being, you know, attacked by a blizzard, those who have good coping skills will manage the best. People with financial problems, people who are in an argument with a friend or can't find a parking space. I mean, whatever it is, the better your skill set is in ability to cope, the better off you're going to be. And I always tell people, coping isn't just something that comes naturally. It's something that you end up learning. And so if your parents aren't good at coping, or you've been in a relationship with someone that can't cope, that stuff can rub off on you, and you need to sort of combat that.
All right. We're talking to Stacy Kaiser, everybody, author of the book, How to Be a Grown-Up. Now, coach me up on this, Stacy, because this is an area of coping where I am not particularly strong. I mean, I'm the one who gets upset at the slow-moving traffic on the freeway, those kinds of things as well. So what are some things that I can learn to help me be a better coper?
Well, one of the things that I talk about, and that's actually a great example, the traffic. Living in L.A., I deal with that all the time. And it's about what can you be doing while you're sitting in that traffic or in a situation that you can't control. So can you be thinking about your grocery list? Can you be calling a loved one? You know, what can you do to fill the time with something that is either helpful or you enjoy so that you're not stressed out?
Okay.
The other piece of coping that I think is so important is, you know, not literally losing your mind. Because the more stressed out you get, guess what? The less likely you are to be able to think clearly. So I always try and tell people to find a way to calm down when things get tough, whether it's exercising, you know, a hot bath, something like that.
All right. Very good. We're talking to Stacy Kaiser. Stacy, let's continue on with the list. What else appears on your list?
One of the things that I talk about a lot in the book is about appearance, because I find that if people aren't feeling good about how they look, they aren't doing well. There's a lot of companies now that have gymnasiums, you know, or gym memberships connected to the company. And that's because they found that people who are feeling good about their physical well-being are more productive. And I've really found that too. And it isn't just about fitness. It's literally about feeling like you've got a haircut, you're dressed correctly in the situation you're in. And so that's something that I talk a lot about.
All right. So appearances, you do judge a book by its cover to a certain extent. And certainly we all feel better when we look and feel our best as well. Talk to me, Stacy, about friendships, because friendships are very important in your book. In fact, you describe a variety of different types of friendships. So why are friends so important? And what are those different types of friends that you describe?
There's different kinds of friendships. You know, there's the people that you've known your entire life, which I call your legacy friends. They may not be people that you hang out with on a regular basis, but they're the person that you can call when you ran into someone from third grade or had a flashback from high school, or you can reconnect with them on Facebook, which so many of us seem to have done a lot of.
Yes.
And then there are sort of the proximity friends. Those are the people that you happen to work with, that go to the same gym, that take the same classes, that sit next to you at work. Those may not be people that you're really close to. And I also talk about the different levels of close friendships. The kinds of people, you know, you have your person. That's the one that you would go to with every secret and know that they would keep it. And the reason I talk about friendships in my book is highly functioning people, people who are happy and successful, have friends. Now, you may only have one close friend. That's all you need. Or maybe you have 500. But it's about having that support system, that person to call when things aren't going well, someone to help you when you need help, or someone to shout out, you know, hey, I just won this prize, or you know, I got to Las Vegas in 3.5 hours.
Okay, that's great. We're talking to Stacy Kizer. We're talking about her book and how to be a, what she calls a fully loaded grown-up. One of the things about being a fully loaded grown-up, Stacy, is having a job and working and being in the working environment. So tell us, what are some of the traits that, that employers look for that they love in employees in the workforce?
I always say there's two kinds of people. There are sponges and there are bricks. Sponges are what employers look for. That's the person that's taking in what the employer wants and really taking it in, like listening and being responsive and trying to give back what it is that the employer is asking for. Unlike the brick is the person who sort of walks in there, they know it all, they don't want to hear what you have to say, they think they're too good for that job. Those are the people that tend to get fired, that tend to not have a lot of, you know, close workplace friendships and tend not to move up in a company.
Okay, I get it. So how does one become more sponge-like and less brick-like?
One becomes more sponge-like by putting their pride aside and saying to themselves, you know what, having this job and doing well in my career is much more important than me thinking that I know more than my boss. And the second is to really ask questions and be responsive to those questions. So whatever you're told to do, try and accommodate and communicate in a way that will make your employer happy and your coworkers as well.
All right, that's good. Stacy, what are some of the other key points that you've got in your 10 secrets that we all need to be fully realized, fully loaded adults?
One of the chapters is on intimate relationships. There's been a lot of research that people who are in happy relationships live longer, have less medical problems, and are just all around happier and more successful in life. And so I sometimes get a hard time about this because people say, I'm perfectly happy alone. Well, that's fine. There are people who are perfectly happy alone, but most of us are not. Most of us want companionship and they want to be with somebody. And that speaks to that sort of communication thing we were talking about. I talk in my book about the importance of building a good relationship, how to do that, how to keep a connection and you know, keep that happiness alive. The divorce rate's higher than it's ever been. And I think it's because people are not putting their relationships first. They're so focused on their kids, their job, you know, planning their next trip, that they're not thinking about the person who's next to them in the house.
Mm. Well, that does sort of bring up an interesting discussion about all of the pressures we feel in the world today. I mean, we're being bombarded. You talked about the kids, you talked about the family, the personal relationships, even the family vacation, work, all of that. It takes time to work on yourself. It takes time to do the things that you've written about in your book. Where do you find the time in your busy schedule in order to be able to do some of the things you recommend in your book?
That's a good question. One of the chapters I wrote about is about time management, and it's about figuring out what your priorities are. So many of us spend time doing things that we don't really want to or need to do, whether it's spending an extra half hour on the phone with our mother, who we maybe don't want to speak to, instead of just 5 minutes, or it's, you know, spending too much time in the grocery store, last-minute Christmas shopping, whatever it is that's costing us too much time. So I really, really encourage people to take a look at what is taking away from your time that you can cut out and where can you put it that it's important.
That is
the self and the relationship. Those are the two most important, and the kids.
I love it. We're talking to Stacy Kizer, everybody, author of the book, How to Be a Grown-Up, the 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. And Stacy, we're approaching the new year. People are going to start making New Year's resolutions, hopefully taking this week between Christmas and New Year's to sort of reflect on the year that has gone by and what they might do differently in the year ahead. Based on what you've got in your book, what are a couple of concrete things that they can do to set themselves up for success in 2011?
Well, one of the things I always recommend to people is make your goals bite size. Anything that's too big, like I'm going to lose 50 pounds in the next year, or I'm going to find a new $200,000 a year job, that may be too big. So look for smaller bites, things you can do in the shorter term, and then you'll have more success. The other thing that I really talk to people about, and I talk a lot about this in my book, is a term I call positive action. And that's about doing something that heads you in the direction towards getting what you want to do done. So that, you know, instead of sitting around on the couch watching TV or just sitting and pondering what you're going to do, it's literally about taking action. What can you do to go after what you want?
Oh, I love it. I love it. We're talking to Stacy Kizer, author of the book, How to Be a Grown-Up. Stacy, I ask this of many authors that come on the show. What did you get out of writing this book?
Well, this book took me, you know, it's 20 years of counseling and living, you know, and working with people. And And what I think I figured out is that there are even things that I preach that I'm not doing. And so it was a really big lesson for me to stop and take a look at some, you know, I'm a type A personality. I'm always trying to be a perfectionist. And I learned in writing my own book that I need to sort of lighten up and have more fun.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's an important takeaway. So lighten up, have more fun is what you got out of the book. If you were advising listeners about the book, where can they get it and why would a person want to buy your book going into 2011?
Well, I have links. My book is available in all the bookstores and online. There's links on my website at www.stacykeiser.com. And this is a book for anybody who feels like there's just either one area or a million areas that they feel like they just can't figure it out, they just can't get it right, and they're unhappy or not feeling successful, this book is going to help them.
All right, that's great. We've been talking to Stacy Kaiser, everybody, author of the book, How to Be a Grown-Up, The 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. Stacy, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for being a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.